T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Monday, everybody. Fantastic to have you guys with us. Here's how you can be a part of the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock your sexy body. You can get to us via Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can get in touch with us here on the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for some fun for you. By the way, coming up in this hour, we've got Savelle Newton as a guest coming up at 4:20. We'll see what Lonzo has in store for you for the Monday morning quarterback at 4:40. And my SEC Power Poll coming your way at 4:50 this afternoon. But in this segment, I want to give you guys a chance via the text line at 71307 to highlight some of the different areas where you feel this show has been right and wrong, where Offsides was right and wrong, Offsides hits and misses. Now, without further ado, let's get this going. Lonzo's got some cutesy little sound effects for us here. And I want to go over this with you. I really want to go over this with you. Number one, I, Mark Ryan, picked the Carolina Panthers to lose this weekend against the New Orleans Saints. So Mark Ryan gets the... No, that's not the right sound effect, Lonzo. Mark Ryan gets the... What do you do when you have a producer that doesn't do what you want him to do? What do you do? That's not what a ding sounds like where I came from. There you go. Okay.
You're what a ding sounds like where I come from.
Am I what a ding sounds like? Okay. Panthers lose to the New Orleans Saints. Must-win game for the Saints. They're 4-2. I feel like the Saints are really a shaky 4-2, though, aren't they? Like, the Bucs were 4-2 a week ago. And the difference between how you feel about the Saints and the Bucs is the difference between night and day right now. Credit to the Panthers for being in it. Credit to the Panthers for being far better than anybody this year, including me, thought they would be. But for me personally, we called the Panthers to lose. They did lose. And so Offsides gets the ding there. Number two, we said... when Xavier Thomas was out for the year, with the knowledge that Justin Ross was also out for the year, we said that Clemson was not the favorite to win the national championship this year. This game over the weekend against Syracuse, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, proved Offsides correct. Proved it correct. Boy, it's amazing what gets the ding and what gets the buzzer around here, huh? It's the reality is, folks, Ohio State, you know, did they have a layoff or did they not have a layoff? I didn't see much of a layoff. They've got true freshman wide receivers making the best catches I've ever seen in the back of the end zone. They're hanging 52 points when they haven't played in forever. Justin Fields is dropping one incompletion on you. in the entire game.
I just want to point out that the receiver had that ball. He was just way up in the air, and the ground caused that ball to come loose, or he wouldn't have dropped the ball.
I'm talking about the one in the back of the end zone with a toe drag. That two freshmen.
No. What I'm talking about, Justin Fields had one incompletion.
It would have been
a completion, but the guy, the ground caused him to drop the ball.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying completely. Okay. So those are the hits, okay? We said that we are opinion. Clemson is not the national title favorite. I think right now, that doesn't mean they can't win the national title, folks, but right now, Clemson is not the favorite to win the national championship, just my opinion. And we said that the Panthers would lose this weekend to the New Orleans Saints, and that did, in fact, happen. That did, in fact, take place. Do you guys have any hits and misses for offsides that immediately come to mind for you? Let's see here. A texter says, that Gamecocks pick and how you never felt more sure about any line this season didn't pan out too well there, Mark. Yeah, no. It really didn't. And Lonzo's right to give us the buzzer because that is the first miss of the week for us. The South Carolina Gamecocks against LSU. Folks, you know, some of this stuff, it's simultaneously hilarious and maddening. You know, you're down 31-10. It's in the third quarter. You have like a 4th and 4, 4th and 5, and Muschamp lines up to kick a field goal. And then they miss the field goal, and it's like 34 yards out. Don't you think that you deserve to miss the field goal if you're attempting the field goal in that situation? I don't know, Lonzo. I think that deserves a ding. Don't you think you deserve to miss the field goal? Because what does 31-13 in the third quarter do for you? You're down three scores or you're down three scores? Like, I was watching this and I kept thinking to myself, South Carolina is bringing one of those plastic retractable knives to a shotgun fight here. And then Will Muschamp did it again. And then Will Muschamp did it again. And the Gamecocks missed not one, not two, but three field goals. You guys had to have been screaming at the TV. You guys had to have been beside yourselves at what you were seeing. Okay, now for some fun with Lonzo. Lonzo, how's that New England Patriots, Tampa Bay Buccaneers bet looking for you, big guy? Pretty much, right? Pretty much. See, the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that Lonzo has been saying this whole time that Bill Belichick was more responsible for the Patriots' success than Tom Brady. He's been saying that this entire time, and he has been wrong this entire time.
Did the season end yesterday?
Maybe
I'm wrong. Maybe the season ended yesterday, and I was unaware. Did the whole season get cut off because of COVID or something? Because last I checked, we're just about halfway through, so there's still plenty of football left to play. So you are making you're calling your shot, you're calling the end, you're calling yourself winner on this, and the season's not even halfway through.
Well, I just
you should learn that when you do that, sometimes it comes back to bite you.
I just want you to admit that you were wrong about this entire situation, with this as something to be understood.
If three quarters of the way through the season, it's impossible for the Patriots to have a better record, then I will acknowledge that I was wrong. But we're not there yet.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers last three season records without Tom Brady. 5-11, 5-11, 7-9. With Tom Brady, they've won as many games already this year as they have two out of the last three seasons.
Hey, good for them.
In total.
Good for them. Still a lot of season left.
Also, the Cardinals, Lonzo. You had said, quote, if Arizona's still doing this at the halfway mark, you will admit that you were wrong, that Kyler Murray is not a bust. Alonzo, can you name for me the one team that has beaten Russell Wilson this year?
That would be Arizona.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that the season isn't halfway over yet, is it?
Where's the buzzer? Come on.
What
buzzer?
Where's the buzzer at? Oh, wait. I got it.
Mark Ryan picked Khabib. Lonzo picked Gaethje. Speak for yourself, Lonzo.
I thought this was your this was the time where you're slamming me, so I got to hit the buzzer every time.
Well, yeah, you hit the buzzer correctly. You were wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean speak for myself as in speak. Well, I've paid money to see this guy lose a ton of times, and every time I pay money and I don't get my money's worth because he wins every time. Hey, he wanted to be declared the pound-for-pound best fighter ever, and maybe he is. But
he was so classy, though, Lonzo. How do you hate a guy that's so classy? I saw the end of that. He was so classy.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Well, there's other stuff that, I mean, you can be classy at the end, but, you know, all the stuff in between, not so much.
A tweet comes in, officially Crush and Lust do not rhyme account says, Lonzo is wrong about rhymes. Hit the buzzer, Lonzo. There you go.
See, this is so funny because I was just talking to someone about that promo over the weekend, which still gets a lot of play, which is proof that it's a good promo. But the joke is not about Rust and Lust. The joke is that Mark Ryan doesn't know the difference between a consonant and a vowel. That's the joke. And no one's getting
what
that part.
Crush and Lust.
No.
Do not rhyme. They're both consonants. They have to end with the same letter.
Listen to the promo. You don't know the difference between a vowel and a consonant. That's the punchline of the entire thing.
You
don't hear that part.
You thought they rhymed.
That's so funny. They do rhyme in a rap sense. But you ain't got no flow, so you don't know how that goes.
And finally, that does rhyme. No, it doesn't rhyme. Flow and goes does not rhyme.
Really, it does not? Go ahead and say because of the consonants.
Flow and goes does not rhyme. Flow
You're
and
so
go.
Lame.
Flow and go rhymes. But when you add the ES, it doesn't rhyme. There you go. That's how it goes. The buzzer's for you, sir.
Uh-oh, I think I broke it. It got stuck.
Whenever you're ready, sir.
Ready
Pittsburgh
for what?
And the Tennessee Titans. Lonzo.
Missed it by a field goal. Don't you even act like it was a blowout or anything, because you know you were like, oh, man, they're going to hit this field goal. You know you were thinking he should not have missed that. The Carolina missed field goal. I get that. But Tennessee, that guy should have made that field
Lonzo,
goal.
Lonzo, hit it?
Hit what?
Hit it? No.
Hit you? I can't hit you. You're over
Pittsburgh.
There.
And Tennessee.
Oh, that's, you know, the bad part is I said a bunch of stuff and you didn't hear it. What I was saying is you had to be sweating that when the Tennessee kicker got up there, because, you know, anybody else would have made that. That was a sure field goal, and dude just shanked it. And
well, wait a minute. You picked Tennessee too. You picked Tennessee too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you had to be sweating it.
No. I thought you picked.
No, I picked
Steelers.
Tennessee.
Did
I picked
you?
Tennessee.
Okay, well, I appreciate you being honest, because I thought that you picked Tennessee.
No, I picked Tennessee.
Thank you. You get one of those. Thank you.
I picked Tennessee. You picked Tennessee. We were both wrong. I said on Friday Tennessee was the best team in the AFC.
You had been saying that. That's another thing that you sold me on.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not sure that I was wrong.
Man, I'm glad you didn't come to my door selling carpet, because I'd have bought it. I'd have paid that extra, too.
I am not 100% sure that Tennessee isn't the best team in the AFC. But I will say after this weekend that Pittsburgh is closer to the top than I previously realized. They're really, 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 really
good. By the
way,
they're the only undefeated team left in the NFL. So.
In the NFL right now. So the AFC suddenly with Tennessee, with Baltimore, with Kansas City, with Pittsburgh, suddenly the top four in that conference is looking like beast mode, man. I'm hearing a lot of people say the Bucs are the best team in the NFL, not just the NFC. But what is the competition right now in the NFC for Tampa Bay? Is it Seattle? No defense. By the way, let me tell you something. You know how we've been saying that the Dallas defense is a joke? The Dallas defense is a joke? Dallas has played a fewer game than Seattle has, right? Seattle has given up. Seattle's played one fewer game than Dallas has. Seattle's defense has given up more yards than Dallas's defense playing one fewer game. Let's see here. Texter says, let me bring this up, even though it seems like he's agreeing with Lonzo, so I don't want to agree. Rhymes. This is the rhyming of vowels and words, but with different consonants. It is sometimes referred to as a slant rhyme. Example includes tip and limp, dank and bat, bowel and home. Yeah, you ask any English teacher, those are not rhymes. Okay, ask any English teacher.
Last I checked, and you've proved this several times, you are no English teacher, sir.
No, but ask an English teacher. You know who is? My mom. You know, here's what my mom said to
your mom's going to take your side, and she absolutely should because she's your mom.
Wait a minute. This is what she said. She goes, Mark, crush and lust do not rhyme, but don't tell Lonzo that. He's such a nice boy.
You know what she should have said? Boy. Mark, I'm an English teacher. You should know the difference between a consonant and a vowel. That's what she should tell you. But she's probably given up by now.
A-E-I-O-U are the vowels.
And Chief. Sometimes Y.
And sometimes why? Those are the vowels. All right? Come on now.
Listen to the promo next time it plays.
All right. He was a Gamecock quarterback. Savelle Newton will join us next. What would he do today in the shoes of Ray Tanner? That's next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, fantastic to have you with us. Joined right now by a really good dude and an outspoken dude. And I think, you know, there's something he and I have in common there. Savelle Newton played quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back for the South Carolina Gamecocks, did an outstanding job, and he's very opinionated about the current goings-on in Columbia, South Carolina. Savelle Newton joins us right now on the show. Good afternoon, Savelle. What's going on, my man?
What's going on, man? I'm just browsing the streets of Columbia. You know, just happy to be able to get an opportunity to come on your show. Met you through Twitter, and you know, it's a great opportunity to be able to speak. You know, I am very opinionated, but my opinions sometimes are facts. So I don't just talk sports. I actually know sports. So a lot of times when I'm talking, it's not necessarily an opinion. It's more that I knows what's going on. How you said it.
There you go. I imagine driving around Columbia today is probably a lot like driving around a morgue.
Well, I mean, I would say, man, you know, I think Columbia has pretty much grown. I'm almost comfortable with what's going on. As far as everything that's been going on, so which is pretty much we got a lot of work to do. I think we got a lot of talent, a lot of great talent, up and coming talent that's young. We got a lot of young talent that's in our program, and we got a lot of guys that are, you know, juniors and seniors that are very talented. I just think like we just aren't necessarily in the right positions or at the right time, or we just missing a lot of opportunities.
Former Gamecock quarterback Savelle Newton joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You know, I like Savelle. Savelle and I have this in common. We don't give a rip what other people think about us. We don't give a rip if our opinion makes people don't like us. We're going to give you the truth. You may not be able to handle our truth, but we're going to give it to you nonetheless. And there are very few people, and I have the utmost respect for the other people who share this trait with me, but there are very few people who have the stones or cojones to be willing to do that. And Savelle does. And Savelle, I see you on Twitter, man. And I kind of get the sense that Gamecock Nation doesn't quite know what to do with you. They don't like the things that you say, but yet they really have to love you because of what you did for them.
Well, at the end of the day, I don't. I mean, if I cared too much, I would probably not do it, but I don't care. So, you know, I what I said, when I was working with a great friend, Corey Miller, and for the Watch Fox local station here in Columbia, South Carolina, we both did a lot of things to where we actually really spoke the truth about sports, and both of us played for Carolina. So it was, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard when you would say, like, you're not, I wouldn't call it down in the program, because you're not, you're only speaking facts that you want to see the program do greater things. So, I mean, for those who get upset or get angry with me, it really doesn't bother me. I mean, at this point, I mean, Carolina don't owe me nothing, and I don't owe them anything.
No, I completely agree with you, and I wish more people understood that you're critical of the program because you want to see improvement out of the program. So all that is to say, Savelle, I'm going to place you right now in the shoes of Ray Tanner. You've gone on to great things in your life and your career, Savelle, so to make you the athletic director of South Carolina is a demotion today, unfortunately for you. But I'm curious, what would you do today as Ray Tanner?
Well, I mean, I feel like as Ray Tanner, if I'm Ray Tanner, I feel like I pretty much put myself in a position to where I'm kind of stuck with a lot of things with what's going on right now. So it's not much I really can do as the athletic director when it comes to the coaches, the staff, and everything like that. I feel like if I wanted to look at the direction of the program going forward, I would just basically, you know, maybe have a meeting and let guys know, like, hey, you know, I gave you this amount of years to kind of come in, do things, and to make a change, turn the program, and it's not happening. So, you know, you got the rest of this year to kind of show and prove, or, you know, we're going to have to go in another direction because I don't want to get replaced myself.
No, I mean, that's the thing. That is exactly the thing. So you have the rest of the year to improve, or you got to go in a different direction. In your opinion, Savelle, does this team have the personnel to have a successful season?
Most definitely have the personnel. I mean, you think about the thing that I you know, when I look at the roster, I mean, you got two cornerbacks that's been, you know, rated, their ratings are super high, and they both deserve it. Then you got other defensive backs right behind them that can bring the same, you know, the same game when one of those guys are out. So our secondary is pretty, I would say, pretty solid. I don't know what coverages we are in, but our secondary is solid. We got a pretty good young defensive line that's full of energy. So when you look around our defense, we got a good enough defense to do things. Now, we haven't been playing the run very well, which I think, you know, we can make some adjustments there to kind of, you know, give the linebackers a better opportunity to fill some gaps. But on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you got three to four – quarterbacks on your team that all could be starters on D1 teams right now, you know. And I think once you go in a direction with a senior, almost a fifth year senior coming off a major injury, it kind of just says, like, to those younger guys that you have there, almost like, you know, hey, we know we got the personnel that we're going to win this year. That's why we're going to make this selection of a senior quarterback, because he's going to win the game. So when the games are not being won, you gotta reset and say, okay, do we go back to Ryan? do we give Luke a chance, or do we even give Dak another look? Because, I mean, we're not using those guys at receiver, so what are we doing?
What are they doing? Indeed. Sevelle Newton, former Gamecock quarterback, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Sevelle, can you make sense for me what I saw on Saturday night? I'm not sure if you know this, Sevelle. T.J. Finley, LSU's quarterback, was their lowest-ranked recruit in their recruiting class this year. Their lowest-ranked recruit. Looked like Andrew Luck against the Gamecocks. I'm getting in trouble, evidently, here for not having my seatbelt on. I'm sorry about that, Sevelle.
Well, when you look at that kid, I mean, he has all the correct tangibles to be a great quarterback. Size, his arm strength was definitely there. You know, when you start rating quarterbacks, it gets out of hand when you're rating 3, 4, 5 stars. So I don't really get too brought up into that, you know, when it caught up into the stars when it comes to selecting a kid that can actually play. But he, I mean, they did everything right. You take a huge playbook and you say, okay, we're going to run the same play out of five different formations. We made motion, but it's the same exact play. I mean, Spurrier did it with myself when I was at quarterback. We ran the same plays over and over and over and over again out of different sets. No different reads, just out of different sets, different motions. And that was very simple. So I'm pretty sure that's what they did for the quarterback, and he only had the same reads. Now, did we blitz him enough? No, I don't think so. We let him sit back and make a lot of different things. And plus, we couldn't stop the run. So, you know, that made it easier for him in the slant window to make those shorter throws. Now, when you start talking about what we have, we're not doing the same. We're not doing anything on offense. We started off the first drive with motion, and you hit Shy Smith up the sideline that first big play. Then you come back, motion again, and you get Harris going. But we didn't never go back to it. We only did it the first drive. So when I see things like that happening on offense, and I'm saying, okay, why? Why would we do something that's successful and never go back to it the entire game? And that's what bothers me as an offensive player or offensive coach who's been an offensive coordinator myself here in on high school level. So I'm thinking, like, if I got something that works, why wouldn't I do it, especially going against LSU defense, who's been a confused defense all this time? There's no way they should have stopped us as many times as they stopped us.
Sevelle Newton, former Gamecock quarterback, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Colin Hill had a QBR of 13 on Saturday, Sevelle. I'm watching that game. I see the Luke Doty wildcat for 8 yards. Then I don't see him get back in the game. And it just seemed like to me watching the game that the Gamecocks needed some mobility in that particular contest that Colin Hill did not possess. I'm not sure if you felt the same way. What should South Carolina do at your position, the quarterback position?
Well, I mean, at this stage of it, you know, I know all the kids, they're very blessed and fortunate, which I think was great decision by the NCAA to give all kids an extra year, because it's really kind of unfortunate what type of situations that they're playing in as far as not being able to do a full install spring and summer and, you know, during camp, fall camp. So I think that's great. But when you think about Hill, you think about him being the starter in an offense that he's very familiar with. And, I mean, sometimes when you look, he's just standing there. Like, you know, when the receivers are not there in your RPOs real quick, like right off the bat, you have to move around. When you see some of the college quarterbacks, I'm not going to say Trevor Lawrence, because that would not be in the same equation. But when you start thinking about some of the quarterbacks that's around the college football level, they move. You know, once they see they can't get that quick slant in there, they get outside of the pocket. They make, you know, they just get the everybody's moving and make a play. He's not doing those things which everyone in Carolina and Gamecock Nation last year was on my little bro Helinski for not doing. So it's pretty much like we are taking a step back, because I mean they both can throw the ball, But Hilinski is more of, I would say, a future because he's only a, you know, a sophomore. So I don't know what we're doing, what decisions need to be made. But right now, it doesn't look like Hill is the glued in starting quarterback to me.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Savelle Newton joining us. Savelle, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your level of pride today in your alma mater?
Well, I mean, I'm not the one to ask that question because, honestly, you know, and maybe this is probably maybe the first, maybe second time. Most people know. I just really, when it comes to, like, the University of South Carolina, until the actual, I think they think the culture has changed, but I don't think the culture has changed. It's still a sense of entitlement around the program, and I honestly just feel like until all of that is gone and it's more presently happier for former players and just as a whole, I think that's when we will have more success at the University of South Carolina. So right now, I would say my level is below 5.
His level of pride is below 5, ladies and gentlemen. Savelle Newton joining us here on the show today. Savelle, can you share with us your favorite personal story of Steve Spurrier? Listen to that reaction, man. I love it.
Well, I mean, it, good or bad. I mean.
the first one that pops to mind. First story that pops to mind, a personal experience with Steve Spurrier.
Well, it probably wouldn't be as good, but I would say we played against Kentucky, University of Kentucky. It was definitely in Kentucky, and that was a game that we had the infamous play that Keenan McKinley threw the ball and hit me in the back of the touchdown when I was at quarterback, the trick play that game. We had some little things that happened at the end of the game, but you know, at the end of the game, I still got the video actually sitting on my phone. I don't know why I continue to save that video, but it pissed my family off. So, you know, I saved it. But after the game, Coach Spurrier never loves to give anybody a handshake or anything like that. He always gives you the fist pound. So I ran up to him, you know, me and being in excitement, you know, being the starter quarterback, we get a win. We got some nice things. Nice plays, and I went up to give him the fist pound, and he smacked my hand down and called me a stupid Eminem. I was like, wow. But, you know,
Why did he do that?
I think he was more upset because at the end of the game, like, the only thing we had to do was kind of run the timeout, and he called the play, which we went over all week and said, if we see this defense, we want to check into this play. And when I checked into it, we had to burn a timeout at the end of the game. And I think we ended up getting a delay of game, which backed us up. And then he was, I guess he was like upset about it, but you know, the game was over, but he definitely pushed my hand. I might have to post it for you.
I'd love to see it. Well, I'll tell you what, the man Spurrier called a stupid MF is actually one of the smartest guests we have on the show. Savelle Newton, former Gamecock quarterback, now involved in physical training, doing great work in the Columbia area. Really enjoyed it, Savelle. Let's do it again soon, my man, all right?
Anytime, brother.
Thank you so much. Savelle Newton, former Gamecock. I can't believe that Spurrier story, man. I cannot believe that Spurrier story. How about this? Monday morning quarterback. Those decisions that you saw over the weekend that made you scratch your head are coming your way next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate. All right, everybody, let's hit it. It is time for Monday Morning Quarterback. Man, that bed fits so beautifully with kind of the mood and the feel and the, I don't know, the imaging of our show, doesn't it? So Monday Morning Quarterback, folks, those things that you saw over the weekend that made you scratch your head, that made you throw your remote controller at your television set, Monday Morning Quarterback starts right now. Lonzo, what do you got?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, and this is obvious, we talked about it a little bit with Jim Zuki earlier, Teddy Bridgewater, man, know where you are, know what's at stake, and you gotta get out of the pocket and not take a sack there. I could get upset with the 65-yard attempt at the field goal, but it just makes sense. You got to do something. And I know Zuki said it was a yard short. If you watch that replay, it's like a foot short. It wasn't a yard. It was a foot. He almost made that. But Bridgewater, you are an experienced quarterback. You got to know you cannot take a sack there. And I'm just yelling at the TV, no, 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 what are you doing? And, it's too late.
So what do you want him to do? I mean, just throw it at somebody's feet, right? Is that your solution?
Or get out of the pocket, something. I don't know why you stay in the pocket when you know that you can't lose yards. You just got to roll out of the pocket. So, for one thing, you're no longer in the box and you can throw it away if you need to without getting intentional grounding. And I realize the defender got there pretty quick, but, maybe I should blame Brady's play calling on that. Should have rolled him out. Shouldn't have been in that situation.
What else you got, Lonzo?
You know what you're doing here is you're going to make me do mine, and then you're not going to have time because we're up against the clock. And almost makes it sound like you don't have any, even though I already saw yours on the sheet, and I could take yours, and then what would you do? My other thing is Todd Gurley. Dude, it's not that hard. Just get down. Don't say, well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So tell the audience what happened.
All right, so Todd Gurley, all he's got to do is fall down in – the field of play and not score a touchdown, because he scored a touchdown and he gave Detroit enough time to get down the field to score and
win
the game.
That's not the only time that happened this weekend. It also happened to Penn State against Indiana. Do you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, that happened in Penn State, Indiana. Penn State could have fallen down. Instead, they scored a touchdown. Indiana went down, got the touchdown and the two-point conversion, and then beat the Nittany Lions in overtime.
All right.
Same exact thing.
And my last one, Andy Dalton's teammates. Yeah, I know you don't like Andy Dalton, but be upset. I mean, dude got his head taken off, and no one cared. I mean, I guess that says a lot for Andy Dalton, but, I even the least liked teammate on any team I've been on takes a hit like that, I'm doing something.
Lonzo, that was a great Monday Morning Quarterback. Okay,
yeah,
here
don't
here
count
we
on it. We don't have time for yours.
Here we go. We got plenty of time. Here we go. Number one, Gamecocks kicking field goals when LSU keeps going down and scoring touchdowns each and every possession. Totally senseless to me. Totally senseless. And I totally empathize with Gamecock fans who are over their skis with anger about that stuff, man. It makes no sense. You're down 31-10 in the third quarter. What is a field goal doing for you at that time, Muschamp? And then they miss the field goals, and that's because they deserve to miss the field goals. Karma works in mysterious ways. Number two for me, last night, Pete Carroll, one of the most aggressive coaches in NFL history, a coach who makes a habit when he's up seven of going for two. He'd rather go for two and be up nine than kick the extra point and be up eight, which I love the ballsiness behind that. Last night, the Seahawks have a three-point lead and the ball. He runs the ball three times when Seattle only needs one first down and the game's over. Arizona stops him. Arizona comes back. They kick the field goal, sends the game into overtime. Arizona wins the game in overtime. An uncharacteristically conservative moment there for Pete Carroll that I don't fully understand. And then finally, folks, regardless of how you feel about your team and how depressed you are, it could be worse. The Florida State Seminoles, folks, lost to a 1-4 team on Saturday by 32 points. A 1-4 team. Florida State lost to Louisville 48-16. Even more senseless is the fact that Florida State has 35 4- and 5- star players. Louisville has 8. Florida State has the 16th best talent in the country. Louisville has the 49th. They lost 48-16. Folks, how does that happen? I do not get it at all. What are your examples of Monday morning quarterbacking, those things that really made you chuck your controller, chuck your remote control, those things that really made you go, that you saw over the weekend? Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right after this, right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, let's get caught up on your texts. Lonzo's blaming Joe Brady for the Panthers because he can't get away from the fact that he can't blame anything on Tom Brady. Another texter says, Mark, I'm on my way home with my first six-pack of Prowlin' Growlin' Ale from Ingles in Duncan. Have you done a remote show there yet? Well, funny that you ask, texter. We will be there. Offsides will be live at Ingles at 2120 East Main Street in Duncan on November 12th. So we hope to meet you out there, man.
Sounds like a setup there.
Ton of fun. Ton of fun, man. Ton of fun. By the way, this week we will be in Powdersville, 10903 Anderson Road in Powdersville. This is Rick Ashley. We are the Traveling Rick Ashley Show. We are on the road each and every week. Texter says, if the Cowboys keep stinking it up, they may have the pick to grab Trevor Lawrence. So says Big D. Let me see here. Mark, my Monday morning quarterback moment was when Ryan Day apologized for scoring that last touchdown against Nebraska. Don't apologize. We are on a revenge tour, and we want to let everyone know, including Clemson, we need business. His apology made us look weak, in my opinion. I agree with you. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you how much Jack will find a way to mess it up. All right, the top five at five is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.